Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
An executive sponsor or leader is one of the most important roles on a digital transformation. Well, what exactly would I do if I were your executive sponsor or your executive leader? That's what I'm going to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. Executive sponsorship and executive leadership is one of the most important roles on any digital transformation project. But too often, executives and the project teams that report up to them don't know what exactly an executive should do and how to be effective in a digital transformation. So what I want to do today is talk about the things I would do if I were your executive sponsor, your executive leader, then what your instincts might be naturally. So what I'll do is I'll walk through what those things are that I would do to make your transformation more successful if I were your leader. Now, for more digital strategies and best practices to help you through your transformation, I encourage you to download the Digital Transformation Report, which is an annual report we publish each year that talks about some of the best practices in making digital transformation successful, including what it takes to be an effective executive sponsor. In addition, this report also covers a number of independent reviews and rankings of different software options that you might consider for your digital transformation. You can download this report as well as other best practices and guides I've included links to in the description field below. The first thing I would do as your executive sponsor is to clearly define and articulate what the vision for the overall digital transformation is. In other words, I would state why exactly are we going through this digital transformation and what exactly will this digital transformation mean to the organization. Just as importantly, I would also talk about why this digital transformation and how this initiative supports an overarching business strategy. Now, one word of warning here is that a lot of organizations in today's day and age decide that they want to go through a digital transformation because they have to. Their technology is outdated, vendors have sunset their legacy products, their old systems won't let them scale for growth. A lot of very good reasons for wanting to go through digital transformation. But to create that buy-in and that passion for the digital transformation amongst the organization and the employees within the organization, you need to have a clear vision and clear strategy for what it is that this digital transformation will do for your organization. So you need to define in more detail what the vision for this transformation is. For example, if our stated objective is to increase the customer experience and sell more products and services to our customers or provide better service to our customers, then state that as part of a reason why you're going through the digital transformation and explain how the digital transformation will help support that goal and objective. This is just one example, but the key here is to really make sure that you're translating strategic goals and objectives as a company or as an organization into specific goals and objectives for the transformation to set a clear tone for what this digital transformation means to the organization. So that's the first thing I would do as your executive sponsor, is to clearly define a vision for the digital transformation. Now, once I've defined a clear vision for the digital transformation, the next step would be to engage business stakeholders. What I mean by this is, yes, you're going to involve your CIO, your IT director, your IT department from a technical perspective, but even more important is to make sure that you're engaging key leadership throughout the business. So if your digital transformation entails impacts to your finance organization, you want to make sure your CFO is involved and the CFO's direct reports are involved. If it's going to affect your operations or your manufacturing, maybe you make sure that you have your COO and those direct reports involved. And this is a really important point because you need to have that business involvement in order for the project to be successful. As an executive sponsor, I alone am not going to make this project successful, but if I engage and bring in the right people and get their buy-in, they will help make the project successful. And more importantly, if I engage and bring in business people that are not necessarily just part of IT, but part of the global business operations, that's what's going to make the project successful. So that's the next thing I would do, is make sure that I'm engaging key business stakeholders throughout the project. The next thing I would do as your executive leader is to make sure that I define what the future state organization is going to look like. What is our future state operating model? What do we want to be when we grow up? Those are some of the questions that we need to answer at a high level and at a strategic level to ensure that our digital transformation is supporting our future state operating model objectives. So this is where we define what exactly we want to be doing better as an organization as a result of this transformation. And this is also where we start to define what some of the major business process improvements might be. We're not getting down into granular detail yet of defining what transactional workflows are going to look like and how the technology is going to help people do their jobs better. We're still at the macro level defining what the overall processes are going to look like, how we service our customers better, how we become more efficient as an organization, and other objectives that we might have as an organization. So that future state operating model takes that vision that we've defined early in the leadership process and now translates it into an operating model of what we want to be when we grow up.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
The next thing I would do as your executive sponsor is to make sure that we're emphasizing the human components of change. Once we know what the vision is and we've created that vision for the transformation, we've engaged key business stakeholders, and we've defined the future state operating model, now we define how are we going to address the human side of change. And this is arguably the most important thing that I can do as an executive sponsor, or that you can do as an executive sponsor. And this entails making sure that we understand what the impacts to people are, how we're going to ensure that we have effective training and adoption, learning and adoption of the new technology and the new processes, and ultimately understand what that future state organization is going to look like, roles and responsibilities, that sort of thing. So in order to do this, though, it's very important to set out to define a clear change strategy and change management plan. And that's something that I would heavily emphasize as your executive sponsor, is making sure that we invest as much, if not more, time in addressing the human components of change, even more so than we might focus on the technology. And even though this is a digital transformation, it really is a human transformation more than anything, and we need to make sure that we emphasize that work stream within our digital transformation. Now, if I'm an executive sponsor on a digital transformation, it probably means that I'm on the hook for making sure that the project is successful, that it finishes on time and on budget, that I minimize any sort of operational disruption as a result of the transformation, and ultimately, that I deliver business value as a result of this digital transformation. In order to do all those things, I need to make sure that I have very strong project governance in place to ensure that the project stays on track. And by the way, this is something that you can't outsource to your system integrator or your technology provider. This is something that only you can provide. You as an organization need to establish what the parameters are, how you're going to manage the project, and ultimately how you're going to engage with system integrators and software and technology providers as well. So this all starts with establishing an internal program management office or an internal program management team that's going to manage the project and the third-party vendors. A lot of executive sponsors have this backwards, and they think that they hire the system integrator to provide the program management, and then their people are going to report up to the system integrator. That's the last thing you want to do, because you do not want the system integrator or the technology vendor in charge of your transformation. You should be in charge of the transformation. Yes, you need the technology providers to provide their expertise, but it should be done within the context of your program management and your project governance as a whole. Now, I actually have a whole video dedicated to the concept of the difference between program management and project management that will help unpack this one concept a little bit more, and I'll include a link to the video right here. I encourage you to watch that video that goes into more detail. It's a whiteboard session that describes how project management and program management are different and how you as an executive sponsor can leverage effective program management to ensure that the project is successful. The next thing I would do as your executive sponsor is ensure that you have clear metrics and accountability for those metrics. So in other words, what is the expected duration of the project? What's the expected budget? Who's accountable for it? How do we ensure that we stay on time and on budget? And ultimately, how do we ensure that we deliver the business value that we're expecting to get out of the project? So in other words, it's not just a matter of making sure we finish the project on time, on budget, but more importantly, on the flip side, once we've deployed new technologies, new process improvements, and new organizational changes, how do we ensure that we're optimizing the business value from that huge investment we're about to make in this digital transformation? And that all starts with defining metrics up front. And typically, the best way to do this is to define a business case, a cost-benefit analysis. And this looks at not only the cost of the overall transformation, but what are the expected benefits. And the expected benefits, I would argue, are exponentially even more important than the cost definition, because organizations lose a ton of business value by not optimizing business benefits, and oftentimes they focus too much on minimizing the upfront cost. And oftentimes they minimize upfront cost at the expense of diminishing business benefits longer term. So you want to make sure that your cost-benefit analysis is complete, and you can use that cost-benefit analysis as a foundation for establishing the metrics that you're going to use to hold people accountable to ensure that you're achieving the ROI that you expect in this initiative. Now, the last thing I would do, which is really an ongoing thing that I would do throughout your entire transformation if I were your executive sponsor, is I would make sure I stay involved. A lot of times executives think that they set the vision, they approve a plan, they approve a budget, they delegate work to a bunch of other people, and they step back and wait for problems to arise and tackle the problems as they arise. This is a recipe for disaster because, first of all, it's easy for a project team to get off track and to lose sight of why we're doing the digital transformation and what the potential business value is. But second of all, it's very important that you, as an executive sponsor, sign off on and approve of and are on board with the various process improvements and technology improvements that are resulting from the project. Just because you've set the high-level vision parameters for the overall project doesn't mean that it's going to get executed the way you envision. So you want to make sure you stay involved and stay engaged, help the team get through the process, help them mitigate risks, help them identify where more resources are needed, and help direct and guide the team through the various difficult decisions that need to be made in any sort of digital transformation. So if there's one piece of advice I would leave you with as an executive sponsor, it's that you're probably going to want to be engaged more throughout the project than you might think you need to be, and that's going to serve you very well in the long term. So I hope this has provided you some guidance on what I would do if I were your executive sponsor, and maybe given you some tips on what you should do if you're an executive sponsor or part of an executive steering committee. Perhaps you're a project manager or a project team looking for direction on what your steering committee should be doing. But for more best practices, I encourage you to download some of the resources I've included links to below, including our Digital Transformation Report. It's an annual report we publish each year that highlights some of the best practices and strategies that we've seen work best for organizations throughout the world. It also includes a number of independent software reviews and rankings and other best practices to help you through your digital transformation. So I encourage you to read that report in the link below, as well as other links to other resources that I've included that I think will help you through your transformation. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.